Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads, where I talk about what I read the week, and right now we're talking about the purchases for this week. So this week was I was supposed to go in to get some Flash issues he was holding back for me from another collection, same guy who brought in the Green Lantern, but he never brought them in. So I started working on other things, and I ran into two books I wanted. Which he doesn't often have a lot of the giant size Treasury Edition stuff, but he had a really nice copy of first edition, famous first edition. This is of the Flash Comics number one. It's a giant size. It's issue 8, and it's Golden Age from Flash, Golden Age Comics, featuring Flash, Hawkman, Johnny Thunder, the Whip, and Cliff Cornwall. So I got that, and then at some point I want to get all of these, but and I have probably about 15 of them, right? Maybe a little less, maybe 10. Limited Collector's Editions presents. This is the World's Greatest Superheroes, Justice League of America, number 46 or cover 46. They have like weird numbering in the indices. So another giant size. These are all reprints. Some of these stories are original though, like the Muhammad Ali one and the Superman versus the Flash and Superman versus Wonder Woman. This one here is reprinted material from the Justice League comic. But really nice copies. Glad to add those. So those are the Treasury editions. And then I found a box that I hadn't been through, and it had a lot of detective in it. So my detective run's getting pretty good. Still a lot of holes, but we're working on it. So you got Detective Comics 237. This cover is one of my favorite covers. I just love it. It's got a bunch of Robins like jumping and trying out. And the real Robin is Batman is testing these boys, so the winner's gonna take my place as Robin. It's the search for the new Robin. Really cool cover. Then we have Detective Comics number 320. This is Batman and Robin, the mummy crime fighters, and it looks like they're mummified and they're trying to stop a bank robbery. We have Detective Comics 358. Which is the first appearance of Spellbinder, Infantino cover, and that's a really good cover. And then we got 364. This is also an Infantino cover, and this says Robin saying footprints leading up the wall, ending in the middle of the ceiling. And Batman says the getaway genius gave us up the slip again. It says, match wits with the dynamic duo as they solve the curious case of the crimeless clues. And this is, then we have, when Batman was in Detective teaming up with Batgirl. This is, number 396, and it's got Batman on the cover. And it says, here's your payoff for saving my life, Batman. And it looks like he's, like, this guy's taking off on a motorcycle. It looks like he ran over Batman and he's throwing money there. I don't know what that's about. And then we have 397. This guy's pushing Batman over a ledge. It's or out of a building window, it looks like, and says, out of my way, Batman. Not even you can stop me from joining her. It's like he's trying to join his dead wife. That's also a Batgirl double feature. And then we got Batman, sorry, Detective Comics 440. This is a 100-page giant. This looks really cool. It's Ghost Mountain Midnight with Batman, and then it's also featuring stories with Robin, Hawkman, the all-new Manhunter, Dollman, and Green Lantern. So a lot of reprints, plus a Simon and Kirby sensation from Comics Golden Age, and that Manhunter is an all-new Manhunter story. Then we got in Batman 459. And this is Garcia Lopez in Couriers. And it's got a backup of Man Bat. And this one says, "The police are coming, sir." Alfred's, you know, opening the door. And he says, "Alfred, you've got to take the rap for this murder." Ernie Chan cover. We got Detective Comics 471. This is the Englehart Rogers team. And this is Hugo Strange issue. And he's saying, Batman says, "You, yes, Batman, the dead yet live." That's when I think they thought Hugo Strange was dead and he's alive. This is also a Englehart Rogers one, 473. This is says, "Even as Batman and Robin battle for their lives, a deadlier menace casts his shadow over the Penguin." So it's a Penguin issue. One of my favorite villains, especially of late. This is a reprint book. Really nice copy. Detective Comics 477. This is a Rogers and Englehart issue, I think. And then we got a 478. This is Clayface 3's first appearance. Preston Payne. And finally, Batman 228, which is a 64-page giant featuring a lot of reprints. So that wraps up those books for this for this week, and we'll now get to the weekly reads. Thanks for listening. Welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. This is episode 25, I believe. And in this one, we're talking about books that were that I read on March 14th through March 30th. And this was the week I went to the March Madness in Denver, so I didn't read a lot. But I did read a lot of ARCs. Matter of fact, this is the week I got sick, and I'm still sick. And I'll give you a length of the duration. But this week I read this particular week I read 30 comic books. There were 11 Marvel and 19 DC. And we'll start at the bottom. And there were 3 out of 5, which means I liked it. 4 is I really liked it, and 5 is I love it. So the 3 out of 5 was Marvel Zombies 2 through 4. This was the Elsa Bloodstone story arc from Secret Wars. And I really, really liked 1. I think I rated it a 4 out of 5, or either that or a 5 out of 5. I really dug, like, the story. And this one kind of deteriorated after the... It has a gradual deterioration, and by the time I got to 4, when I learned who, you know, the big bad was, which is essentially her father, it kind of let me down a little bit. But it was a good story. It was kind of like the she's protecting a girl, a little girl. It was almost reminded me of that Cable when he was protecting Hope. So in a world full of zombies. So it was interesting. I thought it was entertaining. I didn't lose interest. It just didn't have that extra spark. And then another 3 out of 5 is Moon Knight 4 through 6. And this is the Warren Ellis one. The art is amazing by Dunleavy. I think it's Dunleavy. I'm going to look up the artist. I think this is like volume 8. There's so many Moon Knight. Volume 7. And it's Duncan Shalvey. He's amazing. I really like the art. It stood out for me, but art really has to be like Jack Kirby or somebody like really stand out for me to bump something up for the artwork. The stories were just done in ones. They are done better than the first few, I thought. But I still didn't, I didn't really like it. I liked it, but I didn't really like it. And then we jumped to the 4 out of 5s. I mean, I really liked it. And I am really enjoying the Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles story arc. Doing a really good job with that. In terms of Freddie Williams, third. I think he's the third. He's drawing a good book. I've always liked his art style. The only one I didn't like is when he was doing JSA All-Stars. He morphs his art style a lot. Like he did Captain Atom with the New 52 relaunch, and I enjoyed it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And James Tynion, who's been doing a fantastic job with Batman, is doing the story arc. I am not the biggest Ninja Turtle fan, but I have grown a liking towards them recently in comic book format through IDW, the new story arc. So, like, I've been reading that and enjoying it, but like I don't have any history with them prior to that, nor have I had like a huge interest based on what I'm currently reading to go back and read older stuff. But I actually like the movies. That was my exposure, just like Transformers. So, except Transformers, I can't read the comic books, so it's a little different. But Ninja Turtles, I do enjoy, and I do read the IDW series. I'm a little bit behind, maybe 5 issues behind right now. But James Tynion did a really good job with the characters, and he's driving home a good plot. The only thing I didn't like was that, man, I like love the Penguin, and I think he's like so like a future thinker and to outwit, hero and villain alike. And when he fell under Shredder, I'm like, come on, man. Shredder would never fall to the. I mean, the Penguin would never be the Shredder's bitch. I'm sorry. He might pretend to be, but I don't know. The only part I didn't like. But I have a lot more experience with Penguin than I do Shredder, so. Let's see what else we got. We have Batman, Robin, Eternal. This is continuing the arc. We're getting to the closure of this finale. I think there's only 2 more issues left. I got to get on that, finish it. I think it might have wrapped up with 26, but I'm not 100% sure. So I need to finish it and see how that turns out. I do that tonight. Got Moon Knight 7 and 8. This is where it picked up and went to 4 out of 5 for me, which means I really liked it. This was Brian Wood, and a lot, I mean, if you've been listening to this podcast, there's a lot of Brian Wood's books in 5 out of 5s or high 4 out of 5s. So this is when the arc actually turned to a continuous story, and I started digging Moon Knight more. And then there was a third arc after Brian Wood, but I preferred of the three writers, Cullen Bunn, Warren Ellis, and love what Warren Ellis is doing with Karnak, but not so much with Moon Knight. And then Brian Wood, and Brian Wood's arc was way better than the other two, in my opinion. Opinions will vary. Invincible Iron Man 5 through 7. This was the current Brian Michael Bendis story arc, so I'm pretty much caught up on that. I think 8 just came out. But this has been doing the Madame Mask story arc, and it's winding that up, and really been enjoying it. It actually was cool to read Brian Michael Bendis' Moon Knight in a future week to see Madame Mask in there, and then to see him using her again here, really cool, and I really do like Brian Michael Bendis's work. It especially reads really well when you read him in chunks, which I usually do, at least chunks of 3 or more. Then the next 4 out of 5. This series I've been loving: Poison Ivy, Cycle of Life and Death. I can't speak highly enough about this. This is like everything I want in like a Poison Ivy story. It's got a good supporting cast. It's got a good mystery behind things. It's got her being good but having shades of gray and being evil at the same time. And I really do enjoy this story arc. I'm so glad they gave it a shot. Not, even though a lot of people aren't reading it, I think it's spectacular. Just like I thought Penguin, the series, it was a limited series that came out of New 52. It's an amazing series. I'd like to recommend that too. So I like when they do these villain mini-series. I wish there would be more of them, like Killer Croc, or love to see a Bane one. So many of these things I'd like to see featured in their own minis, because these characters are really important to the mythos, and they can drive their own books. And then we read Gotham, Batman Gotham Knights, the very first one. And this series is one of my favorites of all time. And why I liked Gotham Knights is it was like the Bat Family book. It was like, the Silver Age Bat Family, Bronze Age Bat Family. This was taken into the 2000s. And the writer that started it off was Devin Grayson with Dale Engelstrom. And then you had Batman Black and White as a backup in these books. And it's just a phenomenal series. Like, Devin Grayson was had some great stuff in Nightwing. She did, I think she did some Titan stuff. Like, I was a fan of Devin Grayson. There was the people that really didn't like her, and there was the people that liked her, and I was one of the ones that liked her. So, I was a fan of what she did. Where the series really started to blow my mind is when Scott Beatty took over. This guy, woof, he could write Batman family stuff to my just content, because he just, I mean, I just love it. He's every, I just absorb it. He's like, he's got like certain words and certain phrases he puts in there, and every issue, and it's like, it clicks with me, because I'm like, he gets these characters, every single one of them. I want more. But as another pick for wasn't my pick for Gotham by Geeks, but it was a damn good pick. And I this particular week I didn't get to participate in Gotham by Geeks, because my choice was a 5 out of 5. It was Batman Mad Monk, which is the continuation to Monster Men. And Matt Wagner again, absolutely love this book. This is him going against a cult, and you think the leader is maybe a vampire of some sort. And I didn't get to talk about this book because I was sick, but I still do want to talk about it at some point, because it's an amazing story arc, and highly recommended. And then the other pick, I'm not sure who picked this one. I think this one might have been Daryl's pick. No, it's Chris's pick. Gotham City Central, number one, was another 5 out of 5. And we just covered the first issue. And Gotham City Central, almost the entire series, is a 5 out of 5 for me, I'll tell you right now. So, highly recommended. There's still supposed to be an omnibus coming out. I don't know what's delaying it. Still on my order form is by Ed Brubaker and Greg Rucka, with art by Michael Lark. An amazing series. I'd highly recommend it, to get it digitally or something, and just try it if you're not familiar with it. So the 5 out of 5s for this week were Batman, Mad Monk 1 through 6, and Gotham City Central number 1. And you'll see that I read a lot of Batman lately. It's mostly because we get homework for Gotham by Geeks. So it's like, it's the only time, or any of the podcasts, that I have to read something. The thing I like about it, though, is I could pick what I want to read. So whatever is in my mood, or whatever I'm feeling like reading, that is what I'm going to choose. And Harlequin coming in and out and in and out. But that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, try to leave an iTunes review. You can send email at mike@comicbooknoise.com. You can tweet me at Mike Myers Brunch on Twitter, and on Facebook you can go to Geek Brunch podcast and click the like button and follow any episode threads there. The website is geekbrunchpodcast.com. You can leave comments there as well. And keep retweeting and sharing the episodes when I post them, because it gives it more visibility to your friends that might enjoy something similar. So thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week with some more books. I'll talk to you later. Bye.